This is a CBC podcast. The CBC Music app. Free for your iPhone, iPad, and iPod Touch, and now available on your Android device. Over 40 unique web radio stations. Rock to classical, pop to jazz, and everything in between. CBC Music satisfies even the most demanding music lover. The CBC Music app. Free and now available on your Android device. Go to cbcmusic.ca and connect with the music you love.
You're soaking in it.
You'll love it in an instant.
Under the Influence with Terry O'Reilly.
I once took a fascinating 3-day screenplay course taught by the venerable Robert McKee. The class wasn't about how to write a screenplay. The topic was, what is a screenplay? McKee was riveting because he has an encyclopedic knowledge of cinema. He gave us endless nuggets that only a keen lifetime observer would ever know. For example, he told us that the movie Big, starring Tom Hanks as a kid trapped in an adult's body, was written by Steven Spielberg's sister. Guess who she was writing about? He told us that good screenwriters give all the best lines to the villain and not the hero. Why? Because we're already in love with the hero. Hence, a screenplay gets juicier when the villain has dialogue like this.
Does he get those wonderful toys?
On the last day of the course, McKee took us through the film Casablanca, frame by frame. It took 5 hours to watch the 102-minute film. What McKee was pointing out in those 5 hours were the small, almost imperceptible details that director Michael Curtiz had quietly put into the film. One of the central themes of the film was that Casablanca was a place you couldn't leave without a special visa or letters of transit. The characters were trapped. Curtiz wanted to create a sense of imprisonment. He wanted the city of Casablanca to become a virtual penitentiary. So, if you watch the film with a fresh eye for detail, you'll begin to notice the small touches. Characters whisper their escape plans, as if the police were prison guards. The beacon at the airport tower moves through the streets like a searchlight scanning a prison compound. The searchlight told the audience that the characters were being constantly watched. The light is always seen sweeping past the doors of Rick's Cafe, where most of the discussions of escape take place. Ingrid Bergman is trying to get a letter of transit so she and her husband can escape the Nazis. In many scenes, you'll notice she's wearing horizontal stripes. Stripes, at that time, were the prison-issue clothing that inmates wore. Window blinds, room dividers, stair railings, and even the leaves of potted palms create specific shadows everywhere, like the bars of prison cells. McKee believes these small details are an image system embedded in the film. This imagery repeats in sight and sound from beginning to end with persistence and great variation, all to reinforce the main themes of the film, giving filmgoers a deeper, more meaningful experience. But he makes one thing perfectly clear. These details must go unnoticed by the audience. They must never see them, only feel them. Once noticed, their power is rendered neutral. I maintain that small details in the world of marketing are equally vital. But this is where Robert McKee and I part on the subject. I believe that, in marketing, small details must be noticed by the public. That the smartest businesses search for ways to deliver even the smallest touches that make an experience utterly memorable. Today, I've collected stories from those companies that went above and beyond the call for their customers. Consider it a celebration of going the extra inch. So, here's looking at you, kids.
You're under the influence.
Customer service is marketing. Marketing is defined as the action or effort of promoting or selling products. I would add that marketing is also the action of attracting and retaining customers. I'm a big believer that attention to detail is one of the biggest reasons why people choose to be loyal customers and not just occasional customers. Paying attention to small details is also a competitive advantage for smaller companies that can't compete with bigger ones on other levels. If I may be so bold as to grade the general level of customer service in Canada, I would give it a C-. There are exceptions, of course, but the reason I know the general level of customer service is so low is because I'm always genuinely surprised when it's good. And that's not good. Whenever I'm shopping or dealing with a company, I quietly observe how that company treats me and other customers. I don't look for the broad strokes. A smile at the cash register is retail 101. I look for the little unusual things, the little touches that make all the difference. Because if a company looks after the tiniest details, the big ones go without saying. Let me give you an example. Not long ago, I was buying winter boots at the Australian Boot Company. When I asked about weather protector, they said, "Don't worry, we'll apply it for you right now. It'll only take 20 minutes. Just as I was wondering how I was going to kill 20 minutes in a small boot store, they handed me a coupon for a muffin and a coffee and pointed to a little bakery across the street. They told me to go have a treat on the house and to come back in 20 minutes. So I crossed the street, discovered a lovely little bakery, and realized the boot company had just given me something I rarely get. The gift of time. I just sat back, enjoyed my coffee and muffin, and relished 20 relaxing minutes. That little detail, the fact the boot company was a good host to my time, made me fall in love with them. And I'll be back again. Little details like that create loyalty. When I got my hybrid last year, I took it to go shopping at Whole Foods. When I got into the underground parking, it was full. As I slowly drove around looking for a spot, I suddenly saw an open space. Not just any space, the perfect space, right at the door. My first thought was, it must be a handicap spot. But as I drove up to it, it said, "Reserved for hybrids." So I pulled right in. I love that touch, a little recognition for people who drive hybrids. Speaking of parking spots, many churches reserve the best parking spots for new members. It's a small but meaningful way to welcome new people to the congregation. Our pirate recording studios are in downtown Toronto. When clients drive to our office, they often struggle to find parking, as all the nearest parking lots have given way to new condo developments. So, as a small detail, everyone at our company has a sign-off on their emails that asks, "Need parking suggestions?" with a link showing all the closest parking lots. A small touch, to be sure, but a useful one our clients always comment on. I saw something interesting in the grocery store a little while ago. In the vitamin aisle, there was a large display for Jameson vitamins. The type on the back of small vitamin bottles, or any medication for that matter, is very, very small. As a new owner of glasses, I can tell you reading small type is almost impossible, even with glasses. And the available printing space on a small label doesn't leave the manufacturer much room for a big type. That's when I noticed there were big magnifying glasses hanging on cords from the shelf. They were provided by Jameson, and they were a handy solution to the small type problem. And I'm sure one of their biggest markets is seniors, who must appreciate those magnifying glasses more than anyone. It was a smart touch. I was shopping in Home Hardware a while ago, and when I grabbed a shopping cart, I noticed it had a map of the aisles on the handle. At a glance, I could see where every product category was, in what aisle, there on a color-coded directory of the store. A surprising and appreciated detail. And it eliminated the frustration of roaming the aisles looking for small items. I always look at business cards when people hand them to me. Every act from a company is a marketing act. Therefore, a business card is an opportunity. It represents your business, the same way a receptionist does. So why not make it memorable? I once saw a business card for a divorce lawyer. The lawyer's name, phone number, and email address was printed on the left and again on the right side of the card. Then I noticed the card was perforated down the middle. You could tear the card in half, which was very amusing, since he is a divorce lawyer after all. Conversely, another business card I saw had been cut in half, but was taped back together again. It said, Ramesh Sharma, Marriage Counseling. Smart and memorable. Another card I saw was made of a soft plastic you could stretch, but it was hard to read the type. It was all bunched up in the middle. Until you stretch the card, then the type became readable, which said, Paul Nielsen, Personal Trainer. A unique card, an unusual design, and a little resistance training to boot. I have a stack of business cards in my office from nice people I meet, but almost none of them are distinct. An opportunity lost. There's a pizzeria in New York City called Pizza by Certe. Their pizza boxes are 100% recyclable, which is great, but they are unique too. The lids on the boxes are designed to easily detach and separate into four squares, each serving as an individual plate. Once the lid is gone to create those four serving plates, the bottom half of the box folds into a smaller, more convenient box to store leftover pizza, so it can easily fit into a refrigerator. Handy, smart, and inventive. There's an opportunity hiding inside everything. My wife and I recently donated some money to a charity. About 2 weeks later, I got a call from that charity. Sensing they were going to ask for more money, I started to blow them off saying, "Look, I just gave to your organization a few weeks ago. So if you're looking for more money," and it was at that point the nice lady on the other end of the phone said,
"We know you donated money. We're just calling to say thank you."
I stood there a little embarrassed, but a lot impressed. By the way, thank you cards are almost solely purchased by women. A handwritten thank you card says so much. Not enough thank yous are said in business. Yes, I'm looking at you, gentlemen. Because I travel a lot for work, I notice small details in hotels and airports. For example, like many business travelers, I like to make sure my phone and computer are charged up for a long flight. So I appreciate power outlets in the waiting area at gates. At some, I notice charging poles covered with outlets. Ottawa and Vancouver airports? Thank you. I also like the little touch of being able to plug my computer into an outlet on the plane. On many of my flights, while everyone else is turning off their lights for a nap, I'm usually writing this show. So, I appreciate the ability to charge as I write. Thank you, Air Canada. When you fly Virgin Airlines to an international location, they do something nice just before you land. They ask if you have any change in your pockets. Change is always a problem when you travel, as it can't be used in a foreign country, so it becomes a nuisance to carry. So Virgin goes around and asks for your change just before you land, collects it in a basket, and gives it to charity. A small touch, but meaningful. Last September, I was at the Encore Hotel in Las Vegas, judging an international advertising award show. When I came back to my room after a long day of listening to a few hundred radio commercials, I was exhausted. When I looked on my pillow, there was a tiny little note from the hotel there tied with a ribbon. All it said was, "Nighty night." Not good night, but nighty night. It just made me laugh. The next evening, there was another note on my pillow, and all it said was, "Dream big." A tiny thing, but a surprising thing. I took the notes with me when I left. No other hotel I've ever stayed at, and I've stayed at a lot, has ever added a personal touch quite like that. While staying at the White Oaks Resort in Niagara on the Lake recently, I noticed there was a CD player on the nightstand. Beside that was a blue book titled Deep Sleep 101. Inside was a CD of soothing music that the book suggested you put on 1 hour before bedtime. The book's subtitle was A Guidebook Proven to Conquer Insomnia, and it was loaded with tips that promoted sleep. A nice little touch for weary travelers. Recently, my family and I were dining at a beautiful outdoor restaurant after dark. The only light on the table was a single candle, and we wondered how we'd be able to see the menus. But when those menus arrived, we were delighted to discover they were on iPads. Such a novel idea, it made for a memorable moment. The Four Seasons hotels are among the best in the world, and for good reason. They are famous for their attention to detail. In his book, Four Seasons, The Story of a Business Philosophy, founder Isidore Sharp tells an interesting story about growing up. He had three older sisters. When they traveled as a family, he noticed his sisters always packed small bottles of shampoo. So, when he started his hotel chain many years later, he was the first to put small bottles of shampoo and conditioner in the rooms. A small touch, but now a staple of the hotel industry. The Four Seasons also has a guest history system. This system collects and files their guests' preferences, be it what newspaper they like to read, what kind of pillow they request, or the kind of drinks they ordered when there. In other words, every request is noted. The Four Seasons uses this history to surprise their guests when they stay with them the next time by putting the preferred newspaper, the exact pillow, and their favorite beverages in the rooms just before the guests check in, no matter what city they're in. It's a small thing, but a memorable thing, and it makes staying at a Four Seasons not just a treat, but an experience. The Four Seasons managers also start every morning with a Flitch report meeting. This is a report of all the things that went wrong the day before. The Flitches, in other words. They start the day with this list for one very important reason. They look for ways to turn complaints into service opportunities. Every department must be present at these meetings because, by discussing the complaints, it might lead to an idea where another department can turn the problem into an opportunity. So say, for example, an important fax didn't get to a guest in time for a meeting, and a complaint was registered. Even though the problem originated at the front desk, the hotel concierge might mention, at the Flitch meeting, that the same guest has made dinner reservations at a restaurant across town later that evening. So, the transportation department at the Four Seasons offers to make one of their town cars available for the guest and his wife to take them to dinner. It's a way of making up for the earlier problem. A small thing, but the kind of gesture that can make a guest forget a fax flitch. It's interesting to note that when businesses lose customers, most never try to get them back, feeling it's a lost cause. But studies show that companies are twice as likely to regain lost customers as they are to gain new ones. Mistakes are inevitable, but Isidore Sharp and his team turn flitches into opportunities to make their guests fall back in love with them. As Sharp says, "We are only what we do, not what we say we are." More companies should take a page from that playbook.
May I take your coat, please? Thank you.
In August, a businessman was getting ready to board a flight that was the last leg of a long day of traveling. It was dinner time, and he knew there would be no food served on the 2-hour flight, and that he would be starving when he finally deplaned and headed home. Just for fun, he tweeted, "Hey, at Morton's, can you meet me at the Newark airport with a porterhouse steak when I land in 2 hours? Thanks." Morton's Steakhouse was one of his favorite restaurants. Imagine his surprise when he got off the plane 2 hours later to find a tuxedoed gentleman standing there, holding up a sign with his name on it in one hand, and a bag with a 24-ounce Morton's porterhouse steak, shrimp, potatoes, bread, napkins, and silverware in the other. Let's analyze what just happened there. Someone at Morton's Steakhouse had read the tweet. Someone had to get approval for the idea. A cook had to make the food. The food had to be driven 23 miles from the nearest Morton's. And someone had to track down the tweeter's flight information and figure out where he was landing to meet him at the right location. You have to see the photo of that moment at the airport, which is on our website. It was a lovely touch, and no small touch, considering the chain of events that had to occur to make that moment happen. But the story was talked about all over cyberspace. Morton's had taken the time to respond to a customer who loved their product, even though they didn't know him. Yes, incredible service can make a customer loyal for life. Few companies offer the level of customer service as Southwest Airlines does. A few years ago, a man was en route from a business trip in LA to his daughter's home in Denver to see his 3-year-old grandson for the last time. The boy, beaten into a coma by his mother's live-in boyfriend, was being taken off life support at 9 p.m. that evening so his organs could be used to save other lives. The man's wife called Southwest to arrange the last-minute flight and explained the emergency situation to the airline. But he got held up by relentless LA traffic, and when he finally made it to the airport, he encountered long lineups and didn't make it to the gate on time. When he finally did get there, 12 full minutes after the plane was scheduled to leave, he was shocked to find the plane still there. The pilot met him at the gate and said, "They can't go anywhere without me, and I wasn't going anywhere without you." Southwest was voted the top customer service airline in 2012. No need to wonder why. It takes a very special company to deliver the small touches that are so rare in this world. Companies that are willing to go the extra inch. While a business may be lucky to have a few outstanding self-motivated employees, it really starts at the top. Employees have to know that management expects them to look for customer service opportunities. There were 100 business reasons why that Southwest flight should not have waited. Every 5-minute delay on a major flight costs an airline thousands of dollars and impacts everything down the line. But that pilot knew his decision to hold the plane would be backed up by his company. It's the reason Southwest has shown a profit every year, even through 9/11. Customers come first. The smallest things are so memorable. Taking your money at the cash with a smile and a thank you is not going above and beyond the call. That is a given. But leaving a tiny, unique note on a hotel pillow is not a given. nor is putting a store map on a shopping cart, or a magnifying glass on a supermarket shelf, or placing an interesting business card in someone's hand. All of these stories are rare, but they shouldn't be. Because if a company cares enough to add little touches to your shopping experience, well, Louie, it could be the beginning of a beautiful friendship when you're under the influence. I'm Terry O'Reilly. Under the Influence was produced by Pirate Toronto and New York. The theme music by Ari Posner and Ian Lefevre has some nice little touches in it, don't you think? See you next week.
Looking for more CBC podcasts? Go to cbc.ca/podcasting.